Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello everyone, my name is Jasmine and I am a certified manifestation and mindset life coach, podcast host of Just Glow With It, and lover of the universe. I teach modern day women how to manifest their desires and create their dream life by helping up-level their mindset, master the art of manifestation, and radiate their inner glow. On Just Glow With It, we talk mindset, manifestation, and all things that modern spiritual women love. From balancing your chakras to day jobs and side hustles, self-care 101 to having a thriving social life and healthy relationships, I cover it all. If you're ready to embrace all the high vibes, up-level like never before, and live life the glow way, then keep on listening. And as always, remember to just glow with it. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. Welcome to the first episode of the new decade. Happy 2020, happy new year. I am your host Jasmine and I am just so excited that we are finally in the new year. I hope everyone's first day of 2020 has been amazing. Right now I feel so happy because I just finished eating my mother's Thanksgiving food, and her Thanksgiving food is my absolute favorite, and I'm not just saying that because she's my mom, it truly is, and I haven't had her Thanksgiving food in about 2 years, so my tummy is happy, I am happy, and I'm just so happy to be recording another episode once again for you girls. So this episode is a complete girl chat style, but if you would like to hear more practical advice and tools and tips on how to have your best year, how to change your life, and all things kind of new year vibes, definitely check out my last two episodes, 42 and 41, because that's kind of where I dive into all of that. But in this episode, I'm actually talking all about how I reset for the new year, vision board stuff, New Year Eve, New Year's Day recap. I'll also be talking about balancing work and rest, my belief that makes everything possible for me, and I'll also be sharing my 2020 goals and dreams with you girls. And I'll also be talking about stepping out of your comfort zone and being fearless all 2020 and for life, I guess. So let's go ahead and get started in today's episode. So I kind of talked about this, I believe, in my last episode, but I kind of wanted to share once again how I reset for the new year. And the way that I hit reset on my life and kind of got my life together was by first cleaning out my entire space. So from my clothes, my room, my space, all of my things, I got rid of everything that I didn't want to have in the new year. And the way that I was able to get rid of things was by keeping in mind of the version of myself that I wish to be in 2020. And so, you know, when going through my closet and my personal things and all of that, I asked myself, what would, you know, the new, better version of me do? Would she wear this? Would she have this? Is this her vibe? And based on my answers, I decided if I was going to keep something or not. So definitely cleaning out your space, your clothes, everything is a must for resetting for the new year. So I spent the last 2 weeks of 2019 doing all of that, and I am so happy with everything that I do have now. I feel grateful for everything that I have because they're all super high vibe things and items that I actually enjoy and will use and wear. And the next way that I reset for the new year was by also cleaning up my social media, my inbox, my email list. So I unfollowed, unfriended, unsubscribed, deleted, got rid of every single thing that I didn't want in the new year. So I unfollowed people that I didn't resonate with, people who I don't speak to anymore, you know, unsubscribed from email lists that I no longer was interested in, and all of that. And it feels so nice to have a clean inbox. And it also feels good now, you know, when I'm scrolling on Instagram or Twitter, it's only things that I resonate with and only things that I want to see. By cleaning out your social media, it instantly changes the vibe and changes how you use social media. So I highly recommend that if you haven't done that already. And another way that I reset for the new year was by also ending certain relationships and friendships with people I know I didn't want to continue into the new year. And this is a little bit more difficult, you know, ending relationships or friendships. It isn't as simple as unfollowing someone or unsubscribing from an email list, but it's also just as necessary, and if not even more so important. There are people that this may not be true for everyone, but it was true for me at one point, but it no longer is, obviously. But there were people in my life who I kind of kept in my life out of obligation and out of not wanting to hurt their feelings. And I kind of came to a realization that it isn't fair for me to do that to them or to myself, because, you know, I don't want to have relationships or friendships where I feel obligated to be their friend or whatever. And it isn't fair to the other person either if I'm not being true and honest. So just taking that time to reflect and really understand why I want to end certain relationships and friendships was really important for me. And even though it wasn't easy, now that I'm kind of past all that, I feel so much better and so much lighter. And now I know I have room for more aligned people to enter my life. And I know that they can also find people who are aligned to them. So I did that, and of course I reflected on last year's lessons and hardships and blessings and kind of went over all that and realized how much I'd grown, how much things have changed and all of that. And I, you know, was able to brainstorm for the energy and goals and dreams of 2020. So that's kind of a quick recap of how I reset for the new year. You know, a little recap on my New Year's Eve and my New Year's Day. It was really super low key. I stayed in with my boyfriend. Neither one of us felt like going out or being around other people. We were kind of in hermit mode and just wanted to be home. So that's what we did. On New Year's Eve, we woke up at 5 a.m. to take a 6 a.m. cycle class. So it was our first time taking cycle, and it was one hell of a way to end 2019, but I'm so happy we did it. It was really hard, really intense, but it's definitely something that I am going to keep up in 2020, and I'm happy that I ended the year / started the new year that way, because it really set a healthy tone for the new year. That was our New Year's Eve morning, and then New Year's Eve we, you know, stayed home, drank wine, watched movies, we worked on our vision board, and then we actually fell asleep pretty early, and we ended up waking up early the next morning, which was today, and we continued working on our vision board. We watched one of my favorite movies on Netflix, which is Inception. I think they just put that out, because I know I've searched for that movie on Netflix before and it would never was there, but now it is. So definitely recommend that movie if you haven't watched it. So we did that, and then we made omelets and we enjoyed a nice breakfast and we kind of just chilled for the rest of the day. I had some work to do for my personal assistant job and for myself, so I spent the late afternoon doing that. And now I am here recording this episode for you girls. So that's kind of been my New Year's Day. Super low key, but I would love to hear how your guys' New Year's Eve went. If you would like to share, feel free to DM me or email me. I would love to hear. So before we really get into the main point of this episode, I wanted to quickly share and explain why I haven't released any new episodes or blog posts or anything like that these last 2 weeks, and it's because I had to learn a little lesson recently about balancing work and rest. And obviously, we live in a time where having a job and a side hustle and being extra productive all the time is praised and kind of expected from all of us. And I can definitely get stuck in that cycle of always being on the go and not slowing down. It's important to rest and take a step back, because if you don't take time to take care of yourself, that can cause serious mental, physical, and spiritual harm. About 2 weeks ago, I had 5 days off, and I was so excited to have these days off because the weeks prior to that, I had been working every single day for my job at the yoga studio, for my personal assistant job, and I wasn't really able to do a lot that I wanted to do for my own business. So me being me, I planned to use those 5 days off of work to dedicate entirely on my business, and I had it all planned out. I knew exactly what I was going to do, and I was just determined to push through and do as much as I could. But that's not what ended up happening at all. My very first day off, I woke up super sick, you girls. And the funny thing is, I rarely ever get sick, like at all, but I can't even remember the last time I was sick, let alone this sick. And it just so happens that I get sick on my first day off of work, and I stayed sick the entire time I had those days off, and I really couldn't do anything. I could barely be on my phone, so obviously my whole plan of being super productive went out the window, and I had no choice but to rest and to sleep. First, I was really annoyed. I almost felt like the universe was playing a sick joke on me. No pun intended, but that's not where it ended. That was just the beginning of the universe playing a sick joke on me. And so a few days go by of me being sick, and I start to feel a little bit better, but I was definitely still in the midst of my cold. Me, again, me being me, I thought, okay, I'm not as sick, so let me get to work, which looking back was really dumb of me because I clearly was not okay, and obviously the universe thought I wasn't either because another obstacle happened that was preventing me from being productive and from doing work. And that was, as soon as I thought, okay, I'm fine enough, I can get to work, I dropped my laptop on wooden floor. And when I dropped my laptop, my heart literally stopped for a second. It fell out of my ass because my whole life, my everything, my business is on my laptop. And so when I dropped my laptop, it obviously stopped working and I could not use it. So I had to take it into the shop, and it's still in there. I'm not entirely sure what's wrong with it, but I know that I can't use it. And so at this point, I kind of already felt and knew that the universe was trying to tell me something, but at the time, I was too much in my ego and I was too annoyed to really understand what the universe was trying to tell me. So even after I broke my laptop, I was still determined to be productive and to get work done. And I should have just stopped right then and there, but I didn't. And I asked my boyfriend if I could use his Mac desktop for the time being, and I was able to access most of my files, but the one thing I could not access was my Squarespace account. Which, if you guys aren't familiar with Squarespace, this is not a sponsorship or anything, but Squarespace is how I host and have my website and like how I do everything and all of that. And I could not access it because I created that Squarespace account with an email that I no longer use, and I couldn't remember my password. So obviously when I went to hit reset on my password, it was sent to my old email, which I could not get access to. So I was at another standstill yet again. At this point, I started to feel very frustrated, and I almost started to feel resentful towards the universe, because here I was doing my best, in my mind of course, of trying to be productive and be hardworking and yada yada yada, and here was the universe just throwing obstacles in my way one after the other. Finally, I decided to just stop trying to be productive because it obviously wasn't going to happen. And once I stopped trying to force things and be productive, I started to see the situation from a different perspective. And what I realized was that the universe was telling me that I needed to rest and I needed to relax and take care of myself because I hadn't been doing any of that at all, especially the last few weeks. And so with me being sick, my laptop not working, and then not being able to access my account, all of that led me to getting rest, to doing things for the simple enjoyment of them, which I haven't done in so long, and to also hanging out with people that I hadn't spent much time with recently. And it also gave me the opportunity to literally detox my life, you know, prep for the new year, getting rid of everything, organizing, and just also enjoying life with all of its complexity and also simplicity. And I'm sharing this lesson because I realize how many of us are just constantly on the go, and we have our nose in our laptops or in our phones, and we're just always thinking of what's next on the to-do list, and we're so busy and so all over the place that we forget about the things that matter. We forget about the little things. We forget about having fun and enjoying life and taking care of ourselves and resting when we need to rest. And so this whole situation, even though it was quite frustrating in the moment, it made me realize that in 2020, I want to prioritize having more fun in life and also just having better balance between work and fun and relaxing and enjoying life, because life is not just about working and doing and achieving and striving. It's also about the balance of resting, relaxing, having fun, doing things just because you want to, not because there's a specific outcome that's going to come from it other than enjoying life and enjoying it. And that's something that I definitely lost sight of in 2019. Especially when you have really big goals and dreams that you're trying to achieve, you can kind of get tunnel vision and you forget about the things that matter. But that's prioritizing more fun in my life and relaxing is something that I am going to do in 2020. And that leads me to the next segue of this episode, which is my goals and dreams for 2020. But before I get into that, I want to talk about my belief that makes every goal and dream possible for me. So I know that there are a lot of people who believe that you shouldn't share your goals or dreams to the public or to others because there's people out there with negative energy and they can sabotage your success and all of these things. And I do not agree with this belief, and I think it's such a stupid belief, and I'll tell you exactly why I think that. The first reason why I think this belief is so dumb and it needs to be something that we disregard completely is because whatever you believe to be true is what becomes your reality. So if you believe that other people have the power to sabotage your success and your goals with just their energy, or however it is you think that they can sabotage you, then yes, you are absolutely 100% correct, and that will manifest into your reality. However, for myself, I choose not to carry this belief. Instead, I believe for myself and for my life that I am the co-creator of my reality along with the universe. I believe I can and I will and I do achieve anything that I desire, and there isn't any obstacle, any person, or any bad vibe that can stop me from achieving that, period. And because I choose to believe that for myself, that is what is going to be my reality, and that is what has been my reality. Because I can tell you straight up right now, I have had many goals and dreams where people have said, oh, she can't do that, or oh, who does she think she is to have that dream, or who does she think she is that she can actually do that? I've had people say that to me, about me, whatever, but I never let their beliefs be mine. So that's super important to remember, is what you believe to be true is what will be your reality. So if you believe other people's negative beliefs, then that's going to be your reality. But if you choose not to and choose to believe that anything you want is possible, you can do anything, then that is what will be your reality. And another reason why I don't believe that concept of not sharing your goals and dreams is because at the end of the day, whatever is meant for you will always be for you. And again, no obstacle, no person, no negative vibe can ever take that away from you. I just needed to share that because I have seen so many people say that, like on Twitter, and you know, just hearing people talk that way, and that I just don't agree with that. And no one has ever sabotaged my dreams and my goals because I don't give people that power. But anyway, girls, I wanted to share my 2020 goals because I honestly am in this brand new energy right now. I did a whole lot of releasing this last year, and I feel like the last few weeks of 2019 was the final steps of releasing everything that no longer serves me. And I am now in this new decade with this new energy of anything is absolutely possible. Dreaming big and bold, and really just wanting more and better for myself. And I want to share some of my goals for 2020 that I am accomplishing for inspiration for you girls, and also just to keep myself accountable, and also for me to be able to look back at the end of 2020 to this episode to see what I actually accomplished. So in 2020, I am, and just a quick manifestation tip, I am saying all of my goals in the present tense as if it's already happened, just FYI, and I highly suggest like doing that as well. But in 2020, I am financially abundant and prosperous, and I can easily afford the lifestyle I desire. In 2020, I have a strong spiritual connection and practice. And actually, during the time I was sick and unable to work and all that, I realized how much I had disconnected from my spiritual side. So that's definitely something I want to rebuild in 2020. So have a strong spiritual connection. In 2020, I have thousands of listeners, supporters, and subscribers from people all around the world. Right now, we're in the hundreds, but we're getting to the thousands in 2020 and or better. In 2020, I have found my tribe, and I have a great, lively social life, again, with the theme of having more fun in life and relaxing more. In 2020, I create and host at least one live event. That's a scary one for me, but I am going to do that. In 2020, I have successfully launched countless courses, ebooks, products, etc. In 2020, I am traveling to at least three new places, one being outside of the country. In 2020, I have a healthier lifestyle, I'm cooking more, and I have my dream body. In 2020, I have healthy hormones and healthy balanced chakras. So I haven't really talked about this, I don't think, in any episode or anywhere, but my hormones are very imbalanced, and I have quite a few blocked chakras, and I'm thinking of making a future episode about this because when I was, you know, thinking about my goals and things like that, I realized this was one of my goals, but I also realized I have never spoken on this topic, and this is a really big issue in my life at the moment, so definitely we'll speak on this. But yes, to have healthy level hormones and healthy balanced chakras. So in 2020, I want to be 100% self-employed and also be in the position to have my own personal assistant. So as I've mentioned, at this moment, I pretty much work three jobs, one at a yoga studio, one as a personal assistant for another life coach, and then my life coaching business. Definitely my bigger goal is to be 100% self-employed. So definitely throughout this year, I'm working on being in the position where I slowly cut back from my other two jobs and spend more time in my own business. And I want by the end of this year, I am going to be in the position where I'm 90 to 100% self-employed and where I'm in the position that I can have a personal assistant. That's a big one. In 2020, I am also collaborating with a big brand. I don't know what brand, I don't know for what, I just know it'll be a brand that I love and that I believe in, and it'll be an aligned collaboration. And in 2020, I have inner confidence, I'm happy, and I am overall just living my best life, being my best version, and reaching my next level. So those are just some of my goals for 2020, and I'm so excited to achieve them because honestly, for the first time, I am in the mindset that all of these goals are entirely possible for me, and I just can't wait to watch the year unfold. And I would also love to hear your goals and dreams for 2020. So if you're comfortable with sharing them, please do so. I would love to hear. And so staying in the vibe of 2020 dreams and goals, a big requirement that I believe is necessary in achieving some of these goals is stepping out of your comfort zone and being fearless. So these are actually two themes that represent what 2020 means to me, and some ways I've been implementing these themes is by taking my first cycle class, which I took yesterday, and also attending a vision board social where we obviously worked on vision boards and we did like sound bath healing, and it was a very spiritual event. And that was also me stepping out of my comfort zone. And so the reason why I say that stepping out of your comfort zone and being fearless is what's necessary in achieving your goals is because it's more than likely the goals you desire to achieve are things you've never had or things you've never done. And like that saying goes, if your dreams don't scare you, then they are not big enough. And if you want to achieve things you've never had, then you have to do things you've never done. And sometimes that can be really scary and really out of your comfort zone. And when I think about a lot of the things that I want to achieve, such as hosting my first live event or becoming 100% self-employed, those things scare me. They scare me so much because one, I've never done either before, and two, there's a chance at failing both of these things. But what I also know for sure is that I feel called to do these things, and I've learned throughout the years to never ever doubt my intuition and to follow it, even if I don't understand everything and even if it's scary. Even if I do fail, at least I know I had the guts to try and to do it, and I probably learned something along the way. And failure is just growth. And what I also know to be true is successful, happy, strong people don't get to where they are by playing small or by staying where they're comfortable. They get to where they are by taking risks, by being afraid and doing it anyway, and by believing in themselves. So with that being said, I challenge each and every single one of you to begin stepping out of your comfort zone. And you can start small, like how I did, by, you know, taking a class I wouldn't normally take, and by feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And by doing that, you become fearless. So I'll end this episode with three questions, and the first is, what do you want to have accomplished by the end of 2020? My second question is, how do you want your life to be by the end of this year? What do you want it to look like? How do you want to feel? What do you want to be doing? Really think about that. And my last question is, are you willing to step out of your comfort zone, do the work, and be fearless? Well, that is all I have to say for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. Again, Happy New Year. I am so excited for all that's to come. May it be nothing but blessings, opportunities, high vibe people, high vibe experiences, growth, love, happiness for all of you. And until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.